That's Al Rain. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum reading a shortwave transceiver instruction book to Abner. Listen.
Generator GN45 figure 4. Remove from canvas case and turn generator.
Wait just a minute, Lum. That little Johnson boy just peeked in. What do you want?
Tell him we're closed up for today.
Look at him skidoo. I might not have caught him the other day doing that.
Well, get your head out of my way, Abner. And take off that straw hat, for goodness sake.
Well, law me, all right. Fella buys a new hat, you won't let him wear it in the store.
And turn generator upside. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring. You better answer.
No, you answer it, Law.
No, I've got to study out these directions here and figure out how to run this transceiver here. Hurry up, Abner.
No, all right. So you'd think it's his transceiver instead of mine. Hello, John, I'm down the store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Yeah, just a minute. He's back in the feed room. Well, hold on. I'll call him for you. It ain't no trouble. Much. Hey, Ben, you're on the telephone.
And turn the generator upside down. Let's see which would be the bottom side here.
Ben! Hey, Ben!
I'm coming. Telephone, you say?
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Just said they want to talk to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, they can go this way.
Hello. Constable Benjamin Franklin Withers speaking.
Yeah.
Don't listen to that.
How's that?
It's a long name.
Les. No, don't bring him here. Take him right directly to the jail.
Prisoner, get away before he could tell him who he was.
Yes, I'll be right down there.
Listen, Mom, sounds like he's arrested somebody already.
Yes, that'll be fine. Much light. Goodbye.
Hey, who are you throwing in jail, Ben?
How's that?
I say, who is
it? Yes. That call was from a man who raises dogs down near Hatfield.
Well.
Delivering a new bloodhound down to the jailhouse for me.
A bloodhound?
Yes. I figured I'd need it in connection with my work. The old one that Uncle Henry had down there seems to have lost his efficiency.
I doubt if he ever had any.
He appeared to have lost his knack.
What for? Standing up? All he ever done is just sit.
Lost his neck?
No, his knack.
Oh?
Yes, that's...
Maybe his collar's too tight.
Well, I'm getting the one with a lot of spirit, a younger dog.
Ah.
He's supposed to be a one-man dog, especially good at guarding things. Well, that's the only kind to have in the police game.
Oh, sure.
Well, I better get my valise and get on down there.
Your valise? Are you moving out of here?
Yes, Mom. I thought I'd just set up housekeeping in my office down at the jail. Be close to my work all the time, at least.
Well, yeah. Granny, we'll hate to see you move out of here, though. You're welcome. Stay just as long as you like, you know.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Lum, but man's work comes first, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you moving right away, Ben?
Yes, I'm all packed up, got everything ready to go.
Well, can we help you tote some of your belongings?
No, I can handle it all right. Haven't got a whole lot. Well, fellas, I guess this is it. It's been awfully nice staying here. Goodbye, Lum.
Well, wait, you ain't got your valise and stuff yet.
Oh, I'll pick that up on my way out. I'll just slip out the back way. It's a shortcut that way. Well, goodbye, Abner.
Yeah, goodbye, Ben. Of course, we'll be seeing you around, though, won't we?
Yes. Goodbye, Lum.
Goodbye, Ben. And good luck to you and your new job.
Well, thank you, Lum. Goodbye, Abner.
Goodbye, Ben.
Oh, this isn't really goodbye, Abner. Let's just say so long.
So long.
So long, Abner. So long, Lum.
So long, Ben.
Well, I better hurry. I want to get down there and meet the new dog. So long, Abner.
So long.
So long, Lum.
So long.
Goodbye. I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye. Oh, never said so many so longs and goodbyes in my life. lad. He wasn't going no further than just down to jailhouse.
It'd take a week off to tell him goodbye if he ever stuck out for Europe.
Doggy.
He's sure throwing himself into this new job, though, Abner. Buying himself a new bloodhound and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Big star he's got. Shines on it all day long.
That thing puts your eyes out when the sun hits it. He's doing it upright. Ain't no doubt about it.
You know, I bound you he'll make us a mighty good constable. I believe that's a job he can get his teeth into.
His teeth? What's he going to do, bite the prison?
No, I mean...
Need a dog?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we got to get busy and figure out just how to run this transceiver you got from Little Pearl.
Yeah, Long, do you think we can actually broadcast on that radio with this thing?
Broadcast is the word.
That's what I said, broadcast.
Well, you hear what Ernest Macmillan told us. And he's seen him use these things when he was in the Army.
Yeah, but it just don't seem right that we could actually do that, though.
I don't know why not. All you need is a short wave outfit, and we've got it.
What do you mean, we got it?
Well, you have.
Yeah.
Ernest says we can send out messages with it and receive them, too. Said it was both a transmitter and a receiver.
Got them pigeons beat, I'll say that. It'll work.
I believe them was the words he used.
Yeah, we was lucky Ernest come along. We might never know what this thing was. Never would have found that instruction in the book, neither, if it hadn't been for him.
And, where was we here?
We've been right here.
I mean, in the book.
Oh.
Turn generator upside down, attached to legs LG-3A in loops provided.
Attached to legs? Who's mine?
Don't say. Belongs to you, so I recognize who it be.
Well, now, I ain't going to walk around all day long dragging that thing.
Oh, well, I suppose you can unattach it from your legs when you ain't using it.
Well, I hope so. I never would get no rest if that thing's strapped to me all night long.
The attached to legs LG-3A in loops provided.
Now, what does that mean in them loops provided?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it means you attach it to your legs provided you got loops on them. Have you got loops on your legs?
Why, no. Well, I don't think so. Just a minute. Oh, my brother, Lance. No, it's just... Stop supporters come loose there.
Well, I don't think it means that after all. We must have that wrong.
Yeah, we must.
Turn generator right side up on the two legs and attach leg LG-2A.
Well, yeah. Attach leg 2A? How many legs do you have to have to run one of these things?
Well, I think that means one of the legs on the generator.
Oh, well, I was going to say
leg
so.
Leg LG-2A has feet mounted on it.
That must mean me. That's just the way I'm built.
Place generator to the left of the set so generator operator can wear headphones without becoming entangled in headphone cord while cranking generator.
Entangled? What am I going to have to do, fight my way out of this thing?
Just stop interrupting me. Maybe we'll figure this thing out.
It looks like you've got to have three arms as well as three legs to run one of these contraptions. Don't know why Little Pearl ever sent this to me. She knows what I look like. I reckon I ought not to have wrote her a while back and told her I'd put on an extra hand to help Elizabeth with the spring plowing. She must think I got three hands.
And just keep quiet and let me read.
I know.
Also, it is desirable for generator, operator, and radio operator. I reckon that'd be me. To be able to constantly see each other.
You mean you've got to move over to my place?
No, I hope not. I think that just means while you're running the machine.
Yeah, well, I reckon it would be a good idea to keep an eye on one another. One of us probably get tangled up in that cord and choke to death.
Adjust discs on legs so they rest flat on the ground.
Well, they didn't have to put that in there. Time I get all that junk strapped on me, I'll be flat on the ground, legs and all.
Wait a minute, we don't have to worry about this junk. Ernest has already did that. He set the generator up for us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I couldn't have stood up under that for one broadcast, even.
Yeah, here's what we want. Operation.
Now, wait a minute now. If I've got to have an operation on that thing, I'll box it up and send it right back to Little Pearl.
That just means it tells how to operate the shortwave machine.
Oh.
Receiver. That's you. You can be the receiver.
That's for me. Do it.
One, release dial lock. Lever is vertical in unlocked position.
Uh-huh.
Two, on transmitter panel, turn main switch to CW.
Well, that's reason.
Receiver should operate with BFO on. Ready for a reception of CW signal.
I got to operate with what on?
Receiver should operate with BFO on.
What in the world's a BFO?
I don't know. Don't seem to tell here no place.
BFO.
Them initials must stand for something.
Brown fur overcoat.
No, I doubt that.
Oh, but I'm going to get awful hot in the summertime. Reckon they'd know it if I just wore a heavy sweater and buttoned it up good.
Well, it might not mean that, Abner.
Well, what else could BFO stand for besides brown fur overcoat? Oh, well, it could stand for black fur overcoat. That'd be just as hot, though, in the summertime.
Well, I don't think they set out a rule for what you have to wear.
Don't reckon BFO is anything like DVDs, do you?
I don't think so.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I ain't going to sit around here in my DVDs and operate that thing.
No, well, wait a minute. Let me look into the front part of the book here. Maybe it tells what some of these things mean.
Loops or no loops. Hey, you better look that up, Lum. It's got me worried. I'm either going to burn up or freeze to death, one.
Yeah, let's see here.
Well, for the land's sake, look out there, Lon. Ben's coming back. Still got his valise and everything, all his belongings with him.
Oh, yeah.
Thought he's moving into his new office at the jailhouse.
That's curious.
Well, what's the matter, Ben? Did you forget something?
No, I just thought maybe I'd delay moving into my new quarters for a day or so.
No, why?
Oh, one reason and another. A little misunderstanding, you might say.
What's the matter, Ben? Hasn't Uncle Henry moved out of the place yet?
No, it's not that. He's gone. But you know that new bloodhound I bought?
Yeah.
You remember I told you he was a one-man dog?
Yeah.
He's taken up a position just inside the office door, and he won't let me near the place. He's a one-man dog, all right, but I ain't the man.
You know, I think Ben will like his new job, if he can ever get to it.